If we're talking about people who've made an impact, we can't leave them out. They have to be a part of the storyline. The Kardashians, bro. I'm not going to pretend like I know all their names. I'm not going to pretend to know the whole backstory because I don't. All I know is the insane amount of prestige and the insane amount of brain capacity and real estate that have taken up in our lives. The Kardashians are undeniable, dude. They are everywhere. They are on everything. Who are these people? How is it possible that one family has single-handedly taken so much space up in the universe while simultaneously, and I say this with a hesitation, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Again, I don't know. I'm speaking from a point of ignorance on the topic, but I don't know what they contribute back. I don't know why they're famous. I don't know why we listen to them. I don't know why they're on so many magazine covers. I don't know why they got Kanye. I don't know. Like, I don't know what process they're going to, but if you believe in the law of attraction, I promise you, this is how it works. Just to believe you are what you think you are, you deserve to be where you deserve to be. That is the secret fundamental glue that attaches us to them and them to their infinite wealth and power. They believe that they should be there. Thoughts, comments, man. What do you think?
If we're looking at it through a very narrow lens, and when I say a narrow lens, which is to me like the finished product that you see on TV after all the editing and stuff like that, it makes me wonder like what the hell's wrong with America.
So like, okay, so let's refocus. So the Insta success, the manipulation of social media to add a value to something where there literally is none, right? We're not talking about the you know, the Wheaties box and the Olympics. We're talking about
no, you're talking about kids who are famous for being famous.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
They're famous for being famous, and it really stems originally straight from their dad. I mean, their father was a lawyer. He was on OJ Simpson's defense team, and because that helped him become really famous. Mm-hmm. It in turn allowed them to become famous, in their own right, as they got older into their teenage years. When you come out of the narrow lens of what they do, or the quote unquote finished product that you see on TV that's been edited so many times over. I mean, anytime you see them having a conversation, like sitting on the bed or the fights or whatever, what you don't see is how many takes did it take?
Right.
It could have taken 20 takes to get it the way that, the camera shot, the camera angle this way or that way, looking up, looking down, looking across the room. I mean, how many cameras did it take and how many takes did it to get it right? I mean, a 10 second clip, it could have taken 3 hours to videotape. And you don't know, like I said, all you see is the finished product. And it's because of that in the marketing of that is that has allowed them to, push themselves and push the leverage of it. I mean, they're not just having, I don't believe for one second that they're just having these conversations random all the time. There has to be somewhat of a writer in the background to say, hey, let's try it. Hey, try being this or try doing it this way or saying it this way. I mean, there's coaches all around. I firmly believe that nobody is successful by themselves. There is a support group around you that you don't see. Now with the Kardashians, what I have to give them credit for is their hustle. They took something that it was from the quote unquote reality TV world, and they took something that Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, what they had kind of done as part of their reality show, and they just took it, brought it into the family so that we can all benefit. So they did that. They successfully transitioned on their father's good name and the family name, and they took it into a level that really no one saw. And by the time you saw it coming, it was too late. It was in every household, on every net, on pretty much all these different networks, and you weren't going to stop it. And more importantly, it couldn't be duplicated. it's been tried.
Right.
It's been, I mean, you look at the quote unquote reality TV shows involving families now, nobody can duplicate the success that the Kardashians have had. And because of that, it has fueled more success. They've been able to expand it to different arenas.
You see, there's always two sides of a coin. I didn't look at it that way. You know what I mean? It's there is a huge business side. So I guess the people that are paying them also see the value in their hopefully momentary, you know, stardom. So them fueling that money and fueling that energy gives them a bigger name that they can attach themselves and their products to. So I can dig it. I can rest with that. But again, you got to have a point of view, right? You got to start from somewhere and open up a dialogue, a communication. And these are the guys and girls, and there's ladies on the team too, of course, that will be taking your information and talking to you when you come in for funding. You are a business. You are the fundamental glue that holds, you know, the country together. You are providing something to the economy, to the people. You're doing something. We want to help. We want to make sure that if you need to expand your services or expand your, you know, hire your new hires, or you need some new equipment to really dominate your industry going forward, or to, you know, really hit the first quarter of 2020 right, we want to be there to help you with that. CBC Capital Partners, give us a call. Check us out online, CBC Capital Partners.
Do you need cash to move your business forward now? I mean, right now? Our friends at CB Capital Partners are able to fund up to $250,000 within 24 hours. Have you been in business for more than 6 months? Visit the link in our description or visit our friends at cbcapitalpartners.com. That's cbcapitalpartners.com.